Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Allison scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Pagliarani trying to get to third. Allison throws the ball into Rollins, who tags Pagliarani for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Allison reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power bunts towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clinton moves to second. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kralik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhaal hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 2 in the game. Kralik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Green bunts towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Kralik moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Kralik scores. Power moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Power scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani is hit by the pitch. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagliarani. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Pagliarani steals second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clinton hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Green chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Rollins fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Rollins. Green throws the ball into Rollins who tags Clinton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pagliarani scores. Clinton moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman pinch hits for Don Schwall. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clinton scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kralik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing center field. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Ray Moore now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bressuit strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.